Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. No. Ain't no smiling faces. Mm-mm. No, no. Lying to the races. Help me. Come on. Come on. Somebody help me. Staple Singers, I'll Take You There. And maybe I can take you somewhere today if we play these songs. Maybe it's something that you're going to enjoy, so let's hope so. That was from 1972, a number one hit song for them, a group that was put in the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, in 1999. But we are here at the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors, and I hope I can take you somewhere with some of these songs today. Let's keep it right on going here right now. Got a song coming up next. It was a number seven hit in 1976, Alive and Kicking. And they did a song called Tighter and Tighter, or Tighter, Tighter, and co-written and co-produced by Tommy James. But this is Alive and Kicking and Tighter, Tighter.
Tighter,
I think you can hear a little bit of that Tommy James influence there, with maybe Crimson and Clover or Crystal Blue Persuasion, Sweet Cherry Wine. But a little bit of the same kind of sound there. But that was a co-written and co-produced by Tommy James. That was Alive and Kicking, Tighter, Tighter. I believe I said 1976. That was 1970. A number seven hit for that bunch. All right, we're going to go back to 1960 now, play an LP cut by Bo Diddley. This was on his LP called Bo Diddley is a Gunslinger, 1960. And this is a little song called Ride On, Josephine. Drives a 48 Cadillac. I drive a 57 Chevy truck, so close to it anyway. But anyway, that was Bo Diddley, right on Josephine. George Thorogood and his Destroyers did a real good version of that song also, so you might want to give that a listen. Strawberry Alarm Clock, Incense and Peppermint. Had a big hit for them in 1967. Big hit. Number one, kind of the way things were going in 1967, the hippie sound, the psychedelic sound. This song was one that really fit right on in there. Ed King was a member of this group who left in 72 and went and joined Lynyrd Skynyrd and was a major factor with Lynyrd Skynyrd. In fact, he was one of the co-writers of Sweet Home Alabama, and Ed was a Southern California boy. So anyway, so when you listen to Sweet Home Alabama, you'll know that Ed had a little bit to do with that. So Ed just died recently, about 3 or 4 months ago. So, but he was a Lynyrd Skynyrd from 72 to 75. But this is when he was with Strawberry Alarm Clock, and this is a song called Incense and Peppermint.
Spots, wagons, blood, size of your mind. In the sense of compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at yourself, look at yourself.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
One of those type anthem songs that you know exactly what era you're listening to there. It's kind of that mid-60s sound, Strawberry Alarm Clock. I'm going to do one now by Vince Gill. This song, I don't know what kind of recording it was done, whether it was vinyl or CD or what, because I've never seen it on anything and didn't chart for him. This came from a film called For the Love of the Game, starring Kevin Costner as a baseball player trying to finish pitching a no-hitter, and he kind of has flashbacks into other things while he's on the mound, but real good movie. This is a song called Loving You Makes Me a Better Man. This is Vince Gill.
Loving you makes me a better man. There's things I don't know how to do, but you make me think I can. I've got a long way to go, but I know what I know like the back of loving you makes me a better man. I've been wrong more than I can say. Time after time I've been lost, just couldn't find my way. Shed a light on a path through the night, leading right to the site where I stand. Loving you makes me a better man. I made mistakes, didn't have what it watch it disappear. I've got a mind of my own now that I have you near. You came to me and it's easy to see there's a line that I've crossed in the sand. Loving you makes me a better man. Loving makes me a better man.
Vince Gill, loving you makes me a better man. And I hope we can all say that about the ladies we're with. They do make us better people. Behind every great man's a great lady. Okay, let's keep going right now. We got Jimmy Hughes coming up, a young man out of Florence, Alabama, cousin of Percy Sledge, in fact. But Jimmy had a song in 1964 called Steal Away that was a big hit for him. A couple of years later, he had one called Neighbor Neighbor. Went up to number 65 in 1966, and that's what we're going to play right now. So, Jimmy Hughes and Neighbor Neighbor. I remember Elvis had a song called Clean Up Your Own Backyard. Some movie he did had that song in there. So that's another way of telling people to worry about your own self and not me. This was Jimmy Hughes and Neighbor Neighbor. Bobby Freeman had a big hit in 1958, went to number 5, and called Do You Want to Dance? And that's what we're going to play right now. He had another hit later on, went to number 5, called Come On Swim, 1964. So he was around a good while. This is Bobby Freeman, one of my favorite songs, Do You Wanna Dance?
Do you wanna dance? Well, do you wanna dance and make love?
All right, Bobby Freeman, Do You Want to Dance? Real good song by him. All right, did you see the movie FM? Steely Dan had the title song from that movie called FM, No Static at All. Went to number 22 in 1978. A very good LP. I believe it went platinum. It had, I know, the Eagles are on it, Queen's on it, Bob Seger, so many others. And in the movie, you had appearances by Tom Petty, REO Speedwagon, Linda Ronstadt, Jimmy Buffett. And one thing I remember about that movie is sitting there with those speakers at a movie theater, which are very good speakers, and when they started playing this Queen song, We Will Rock You. And they had that thing up going, and people in the audience started doing clapping with it and keeping the beat. So real good sound. If you get a chance, you need to see that movie if you've never seen it. FM. But this is Steely Dan, and they had the title track. Steely Dan doing FM, No Static at All.
Great fruit of wine.
FM, no static at all. Steely Dan, 1978. I'm not sure. I know 1978 brought this movie, and also 1978 is when WKRP in Cincinnati came on the TV. And I don't know which one spun off the other, but they're very similar as far as the DJs go and things that were happening there. But real good movie and lots of good sound music on their soundtrack. Okay, Bobby Blue Bland. I was fortunate enough to see him back in Birmingham when they used to have a thing around here called City Stages, and he did a real good real good songs that night, and I really enjoyed listening to him, one of the great singers. And he did a song called Someone to Belong To, and I used to know what album this came off of, and I just cannot recall right now, but anyway, it wasn't a hit song for him, but I think it should have been. But this is Bobby Blue Bland and Someone to Belong To.
It's too good to be true. I found someone like you, someone that's true, someone to belong to. I've lived a long, long time trying to find someone to be mine, someone that's true, someone to belong, belong to. Right there, sitting right there in my face. I want to thank you, the Lord above, oh, for sending me someone to love. Someone that's true, someone to.
Bobby Blue Bland, Someone to Belong To. The lyrics, the tune, and his voice. That's a real good song right there. All right, hey, you got BRC Radio, Birmingham Record Collectors, Birmingham, Alabama. If you got something you want to hear, I like just like that one. It's a cut off an LP. If you like LP cuts, or if you like top 10 songs, or uncharted songs, or flip sides, whatever you like, let me know if there's something you want me to try to play for you, and I'll try to get it on, and we'll have a good time listening to it, too. All right, we got one coming up next from a group out of England, 1976, who went to number 25. Name of the group is Smokey, and they did a little song called Living Next Door to Alice. And if it sounds a little bit like Dr. Hook's Sylvia's Mother, a little bit of coincidence there, they did have some influence from that Sylvia Mother's song. So, but this is Smokey, and this is called Living Next Door to Alice.
Sally called when she got the word. She said, I suppose you've heard about Alice. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes. A big limousine rolled up into Alice's drive.
Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glass. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
We grew up together, two kids in the park, carved our initials deep in the bark. Me and Alice. She walks through the door with her head held high. Just for a moment, I caught her eye as a big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's drive.
Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
Then Sally called back and asked how I felt, and she said I know how to help. Now Alice is gone, but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting for 24 years. And the big limousine disappeared.
I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. But I'll never get used to not living next door to Alice.
No, I'll never get used to not living next door to Alice.
I guess if you wait 24 years, you just, your luck's run out. But anyway, he's got Sally next door, so maybe that'll work out for him. That was Smokey, Living Next Door to Alice, 1976. Little lady out of San Antonio, Texas, Rosie Flores. She's a rockabilly singer, born in 1950. She did a little song called You Tear Me Up. That's what I'm going to play right now. There again, this is one of those that I've just heard on the MP3s and YouTube, so I'm not sure if it's on any CD or anything like that. I'm sure it is, but this is Rosie Flores, You Tear Me Up. Rosie Flores, You Tear Me Up. All right, a real good rockabilly singer there. All right, let's go on now. Dion had his group called the Dion and the Belmonts, of course. But then he had a good solo career, too. We're going to play one of his solo songs now. This is from 1963, went to number six. He's a Hall of Fame member, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, inducted in 1989. And this is a song that the Drifters had out first called Drip Drop. They had it in 1958, and it went to number 58. But this is Dion's version, Drip Drop, 1963, number six.
Hey, the roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head. It won't stop. The roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head. I need a mop. I cry so hard, teardrops on my bed. Drippity drop, yeah. She packed up her bags and she moved out on a midnight train. Got no brain. She packed up a bag and she moved out on a midnight train. The girl's insane. She took my heart, tears rolling down my drain, just like rain. Tell you, my buddy come to see me to give me a tip, tip, tip. I said, now listen here, friend, I tell you I'm hip, hip, hip. Why don't you mind your own business? Shut your lip, lip. I know when my girl give me the slip, slip, slip. I said the roof is leaking, rain's falling on my head. Oh yeah, I cry so hard, teardrops on my bed, all over the floor. That's what I said. Hey, 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 hey. See me to give me a tip, tip, tip. I said, now listen here, friend, I tell you I'm hip, hip, hip. Why don't you mind your own business? Close your lip, lip, lip. I know when my girl give me the slip, slip, slip. I said the rail is leaking, red's falling on my head. Drippity drop. Well, I cry so hard, tears flowing on my bed. On the floor, on the rug.
Drip Drop, Dion. He also did a remake of Ruby Baby, which was a Drifters hit also, and I think Dion did a real good version of that one as well. Had a hit with it. James Duel Osterberg. Does that name ring a bell? If you're a fan of this guy, it might. This is Iggy Pop. Iggy was in a band called the Iguanas, so when he went solo, he took the name Iggy. He was born in 1947 in the state of Michigan, and he did a song called Real Wild Child, which was a song Buddy Holly and the Crickets did under the name of Ivan. When they recorded it, they just used Jerry Allison to sing it and used his middle name Ivan. So if you see that song out there, that's Buddy Holly. But this is Real Wild Child, Iggy Pop.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one. Wild one.
School like a real, real cool. Gotta dance like a fool.
Iggy Pop, Real Wild Child. That's from his 1986 CD, Blah, Blah, Blah. So that's James Newell Osterberg Jr., in fact, was his given name. So, all right, let's keep going. Next, we got a Merle Haggard song, going from Iggy Pop to Merle Haggard. And this is a song called Always Wanting You. It's a song that he said he wrote for Dolly Parton because he just loved her a lot. But anyway, it was a 1975 hit, number one country song for him. This fella had 38 number one country songs between 1967 and 1966 and 1987. He also had 33 top 10 charted songs other than his number one. So he had a big, big career. This is Merle Haggard and Always Wanting You.
Hard to face tomorrow, 'cause I know I'll wake up wanting you again. Always loving you, but never touching you. Sometimes hurts me almost more than I can stand. I'd been better off if I turned away and never looked at you the second time. 'Cause I really had my life all together till your eyes met mine. And there I saw a yearning and a feeling cross the room that you felt for me. Wish I'd had a way of knowing that the things we had in mind could never be. Always wanting you, but never having you. Makes it hard to face tomorrow, 'cause I know I'll wake up wanting you again. Always loving you, but never touching you. Sometimes hurts me almost more than I can stand.
Sad ballads, didn't he? He was a good one. So we are glad to have him with so many hits. He did a great job. Okay, we've got, you've got BRC Radio, Birmingham Record Collectors, Birmingham, Alabama. And again, if you've got something you want to hear, you know, I play a little bit of everything. So if you got something you want to hear and add to our playlist, give me a call and maybe I can get it on for you. Hope so. All right, let's go on now. We've got a little song now called True Lips. This is a fellow by the name of Cliff Richards. Didn't chart, didn't do anything. It was on a little label called Thanks. Came out in 1963. But it's a little tenor song. He also recorded on RCA in 1958 as Joey Castle. Did a little rocker called You Ain't Nothing But Right. He tried to sound like Elvis, being that time of the decade there, 1963. This is Cliff Rivers and True Lips.
I'm gonna find some mighty new one. I just don't want me. Why did you have to do making me care? Because no one else was around. Well, you didn't treat me fair, and I won't be nobody's a clown. But truly, I just don't want me. Now you know, yes you know, you were wrong from the start. So blame yourself. Here's where we part. I'm gonna find the girl of me. She'll be as sweet can be. And it's time we kiss her goodnight. She'll be the witness, she holds me a tight. I truly is just a old man. Now you know, yes you know, you were wrong from the start. So blame yourself. Here's where we part. I'm gonna find the girl for me. She'll be as sweet can be. And it's time we kiss her goodnight. She'll meet it when she holds me tight. My true lips are just a hold me. My true lips are just a hold me. My true lips.
Cliff Rivers, True Lips, 1963. Okay, let's go on now. Let's go to 1960. We got a song coming up now by Roscoe Gordon. And it list here is 1960, went to number 64 on the pop charts, number 2 on the R&B. But I know around this town, Birmingham, it went a lot higher than 64. Because we heard it a lot and we played it a lot around here. Roscoe Gordon was out of Memphis, and at age 16, he was doing a radio show up there on WDIA. So he was in music a long, long time. And but this was his only pop chart. He had 3 other hits on the R&B charts during that time. But right now, a little song called Just a Little Bit, Roscoe Gordon.
I just want a little bit, just a teeny weeny bit, just a teeny weeny bit of your love. Turn your light down low and honey, slip your kiss. Turn your lights down low, I just can't resist. From a teeny weeny bit, just a teeny weeny bit of your love. Forever, not just for peace of mind. Please say you never leave me, not till the end of time. From just a teeny weeny bit, just a teeny weeny bit of your love.
Okay, Roscoe Gordon, Just a Little Bit. Real good song there. Like I say, we heard that one a lot around here in Birmingham. I don't know about the nation, but we heard it a lot around here. All right, it's time for a double play right now. We got the Lovin' Spoonful coming up right now. I'm going to play their first charted song, Do You Believe in Magic? And then I'll play their last charted song, called Me About You. Do You Believe in Magic was a number 9 hit in 1965. And 4 years later, they had Me About You, 1969, but it only made number 91. But John Sebastian had left the group by then, and a guy by the name of Joe Butler was doing the singing for him at this time. So a little bit of difference there in the style of music you're going to hear. But the group was put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000. So right now, Lovin' Spoonful with Do You Believe in Magic? And then Me About You.
Thank you.
Lovin' Spoonful, Me About You. That was their last charted song there. So, but anyway, they had so many good songs they put out for us. And, of course, they only had one number hit, number one song, and that was the classic summer song, Summer in the City. So they had a lot of good stuff out there. Hall of Fame members in the year 2000. All right, we're going to do a little song now called Yellow Moon. It's a little doo-wop song by a group called the Viscaynes. They're out of California. And there was two white females in this group, two white males in this group, a Filipino, and a young man by the name of Sly Stone, Sylvester Stewart, Sly and the Family Stone. This is one of his early groups he was in. They're called the Viscaynes, and the real good doo-wop. I like this one a lot. Yellow Moon. Yellow Moon. California with Sly Stone with them there. Okay, we got Ernestine Anderson coming up now. She had a hit in 1961. She's out of Houston, Texas. She had a song called A Lover's Question, and yes, that is the Clyde McFadder song, who had a hit with it in 1958. But this is from 1961. I believe it went to number 68, and it's A Lover's Question.
Boom, 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 boom.
Tell me, does he love me with all his heart? Should I worry when we're apart? That's a lover's question. I'd like to know. I gotta know, yeah, you know I wanna know. Does he need me? I'd like to know. I gotta know.
feel just what I feel, and how am I to know it's really real? Tell me where the answer lies. Is it in his kiss? Is it in his sighs? That's a lover's question. Well, I'd like to know. I gotta know, you know I wanna know. Yeah, I'd like to know. I gotta know, you know I wanna know.
All right, Ernestine Anderson. That was her only really pop chart song at the time. And went up to, I think I said earlier, it went up to 68. Really, it only made number 98, so you may not have heard that song. A lot of those songs that didn't chart very high got more airplay in other parts of the country than maybe yours. But that was 1961, made number 98, and Lover's Question. All right, let's do one of my favorite female singers here, Linda Ronstadt. This is from her LP, Simple Dreams. This is a cut off it, didn't chart. It's a Warren Zevon song. It's called Carmelita. It's a real, real good song, one that I like. Of course, I say I like them all, and I think I do sometimes. Ronstadt started out with a group called the Three Ronstadts. That was her, her brother, and her sister. And they were doing kind of folksy type songs at that time. And then later on, she went to the Stone Ponies, formed that band. And they had the big hit, of course, Different Drum. And then she went out on her own after a while and had hit after hit after hit. But this is her Simple Dream LP, which had Come and Dice and Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me, and I believe Blue By You may have been on that. But anyway, had a lot. That's a very good album she had there. But this is a Warren Zevon song called Carmelita, and this is Linda Ronstadt.
Hold me tighter.
Linda Ronstadt, Carmelita. Okay, we got to go. We're going to end with our usual instrumental song. Today is a young man out of Fort Worth, Texas, King Curtis. He's going to do his 1962 song, went to number 7, called Soul Twist. So you catch us next time on BRC Radio. We'll be right back.